Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Lance?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, my name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Okay.
Oh, well, at least it's Wednesday. You should be a little bit better than okay. We're halfway there, right? Not that we're counting or anything, huh?
Yeah.
So I know that you were speaking with Lulu, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. She put some notes in here about everything that you've tried and nothing's really panning out for you with a big return on investment. So I wanted to ask you if you had any questions regarding where you're going to appear or how any of this works other than pricing.
Well, I'd be interested in all that, but the bottom line is the price. So what are we talking about here as far as price?
Okay. So typically, and this is where she gave you $10 a day, right? It's $299 monthly with a one-time $99 setup fee. So initially it's $398 to get started. She came and told me that, she thought you'd be such a good candidate and you were spending a lot of money elsewhere and not getting a return. So I can offer you the friends and family rate of $249 monthly, and that would also waive the setup fee altogether. Now you have an option of that $249, $100 goes towards Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove the Facebook ads and that would lower the subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and I want to let you know that with that package, you would be on the first page of Google, the first page of Bing. You'd get all the popular directories that are in your area. So we're talking, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, Merchant Circle, you name it, your business would be there. And you'd also get programmed into the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Sorry.
I said, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that happens to be a different search result altogether. Okay? So once we program LMS Design into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from not only the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, but also the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, your website, it looks like it's currently down. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I've been having problems getting somebody to. I hired one person to build a website for me, and they built a website, but they were never able to get it posted for some reason. And I finally gave up on them, even though I gave them a bunch of money. I just, because I got so frustrated with the whole thing, I just said, forget it. And now I don't have a website, so yeah, so I, now I've got a blank web space, I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it.
Okay. Don't worry, we can fix that for you. The reason I asked you that is we build Google compliant websites here also. We charge an additional $400 to put them together, but what I'm thinking, Lance, is since, this position just became available and we're filling it today, and since your website needs to be replaced, I could ask them if they would allow me to include the site at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. And in order to do that, I'd have to send out the request and explain your situation. And of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for $149 out the door and include the site, I'm sure that you'd be more than willing to give it a try for a month or two, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're going to absolutely be thrilled with this program. We have such a proven track record with doing this in over 17 years as a corporation. So I'll send you a confirmation email if everything goes well. So let me just send out the request and make sure I can get the site approved. And then while I wait on their response, what is your email address?
Lance Sprague, my full name.
Lance Craig or Lance Sprague?
Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E.
Got it, okay.
At lmsdesign.org.
Now that that email address will work even considering that the website's down, or will it not work?
Yes.
It will work. Okay. Good. Okay. That's good to know. So we'll use that. Now, is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google, the 707-962-8050?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
I have a cell phone, but I only use it when I'm away from the house.
Okay, I'll put it on here, but everything will go through the main number, but I'll put the cell phone just for, you know, correspondence internally from our technicians in case they needed to reach out to you or something. They'll have that secondary line. So what's the cell phone?
707-813-1334.
707-813-1334. And then for the listing itself, do you want it to show as LMS Design, or should I add in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
I would like it to say LMS Building Design.
Oh, that's good. Okay. That seems like it would generate higher-end jobs. I like that. LMS Building Design. Now, is the 27805 North Highway 1 a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay. Reason I ask is I don't know if Google will have to send you another PIN verification code or not, since you already have a verified listing. But if one is needed, I'll get it to you, and you'll have it within about 5 to 10 business days. If you don't get a PIN code, we'll just send you an email to add us as a manager to the existing Google listing, okay?
Okay.
And then my light is blinking, so I'm getting a response from my supervisor. And let me see what they're saying. Oh, good. They're giving me a promo code to include the site. I'm glad that that worked out. So let me just activate this. That way we can include the website for you. Now, do you have anything that you'd want to put up on the site, like a logo or pictures or before and after photos, anything like that?
I have my logo, and that's really all I have. I don't really have any. I had pictures up of work that I did while I worked at another firm, and the person who owns the firm decided that they didn't want me posting their work, and, like, I don't know. It was work that I did while I was in the office, but they didn't want me to show it because they say it's their work. It was done in their office.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry to hear that. So they were taking credit for what you did, right?
Yeah, technically.
It sounds like it.
Well,
yeah.
Technically, it's their work. I mean, if I worked in their office, it's their stuff. So, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Well, don't worry, because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running. So I'll let the technicians know that you have a logo for now. Everything else, we can use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry, because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running. And then down the road, if you have some pictures or content or anything that you'd like to update on the site, all of that is free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So if you ever want to send over some new content, you can do that at any time. And then in order to secure the position and close the category, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I'm not sure. I think I'm going to use a credit card today.
Okay, and then just let me know if it's your name on the card or the company name or both, whenever you decide.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Find the wallet. My signature on the back of this card, and it's mirrored all over the place.
Oh, no.
There's no signature. It's just a bunch of smeared. So you want the number?
Yeah, go ahead whenever you're ready.
4306.
Okay.
7510. Mm-hmm. 0368. 4389.
Okay, and expiration?
1123.
Okay, and the code on the back?
133.
I was going to say, if you can read it through the smear, which it sounds like you can. So is it still the same address for billing, the 27805 North Highway 1?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, Lance, is go through a voice verification recording that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And I wanted to ask you, do you want to consider putting the Facebook ads on there and doing $249, or do you want to stick with it the way it is without the ads? I can tell you the difference if you like. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's a little extra bell and whistle that Google allows us as a premier partner to do, is bundle all of our packages with the Facebook ads, but you don't have to have them. So if you ever want to add that down the road, you could always let us know at that time, okay? Mm-hmm. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
LMS Building Design.
And then please state your name and title with the company.
Lance Sprague, sole proprietor.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business? Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? All that means is it wants you to agree to any additional online efforts. So Lulu put in the notes that you have 411 Local, you have Angie, you have House. So all of that existing stuff, we already have it notated. But let's say somebody else calls you down the road and you decide to do something else online. Just make sure that you let us know about it so it doesn't conflict with anything we're doing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just saying disclose. Oh, you are? You're going to cancel 411 local?
I think so. I don't see any reason why I should do both.
Yeah, you know what? I'm never one, just ethically speaking, to speak negatively about another company, but that happens to be one that I've heard from other business owners that I don't hear anything positive about. And I think that, you know, sometimes people mean well, but they're really, you know, two guys in a basement trying to do programming, or they're a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines where, you know, if you ever wanted to change something, it's almost impossible to get a hold of them. You know what I mean? So that's why it's important to work with the premier partner. So, yeah, if you decide to cancel them, that will even benefit you more because, you know, like I said, if there's already an existing Google listing, we can take it over and start optimizing it for you because right now it's not showing on the first page, and I don't know, you know, what they, you know, what you're paying them for, but, you know, it's not on the first page, and we'll fix that for you, okay?
Yeah, they're supposed to have me on the first page.
Yeah.
You're the second person today that told me that I wasn't on the front page, on the first page.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Some of those guys, they'll promise you the moon and the stars, and then when it comes to delivering, they don't know how to do it, you know? So we're going to, like I said, fix that for you. And then the last paragraph of this voice verification says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 18th, in the non-refundable amount of just $149. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm looking at the calendar, and they're double booked for the remainder of the day, but they can call you tomorrow. Now, that client interview will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. For them to go over your keywords and getting you set up, what would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Afternoon.
So I have a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, or a 3 o'clock available. What would work best?
Can do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, Lance, is I'm booking out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock tomorrow. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, you should have gotten a text, and I think this probably went to your cell phone because I have it in the cell phone field, that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
if you would click on the little link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms, I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public. So I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that's what will ensure that it will never go up for you in the future. So once you click on that link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's going to be a little box that you have to check that says that you're authorized on the account. And then under that box, you'll see that there's the section for you to type your name in and hit Confirm Signature. Now, once you do that properly, it will ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in. And let me know if it's not accepting it. There could be a typo in your name, but if there is, just type it the way I have it. But I think I have it right because you spelled it. It's S-P-R-A-G-U-E, right? Sprague?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Okay, so I think we're good there. And then lastly, the customer support number also has been texted to you. We're available for you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. And if you ever called in and you wanted to make a, you know, adjustment or update something or have a billing question, you would just hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you ever wanted to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you put that 777 in, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're all good to go, Lance, so and then – oh, go ahead.
Will you be contacting me in the future? Will you be my representative or something there, or what?
So I always say that I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming or anything like that, but you can always use me as a point of contact. So let's say that you called in and you had a question. You could always start with me, put in that 777 and call me directly. And if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can, okay? Okay. And then when you call 411 local, since you said you wanted to cancel with them, just make sure that you get the credentials to your Google Business page so that when my technician calls you, they can show you how to add us as a manager, okay? Okay.
It came up with a login. Login already been established?
Yep, the login has been established, but you don't have to worry about that now. They will give that to you tomorrow at the client interview. That's just a sign that it went through properly. So if it's asking you for a username and password, that's good. That means that the e-signature went through.
Okay, so then just ignore it. I'm done.
Yeah, you're done. Yep. I can send you the login right now, but I really don't have to because they'll do it tomorrow anyway. But if you want it, I don't mind doing it.
Okay.
Let me send it to you so I'll find it. Login credentials to your advanced reporting. There it is. Okay. So this is the what you'll utilize to go in and look at your dashboard when you look at how many new clients you've received, which keywords they typed in. It's all going to be stored on the dashboard. So if you log in right now, it's not really going to show much because you haven't had the client interview yet, but you can refer to this. And, you know, as you start getting client calls, you can come in and look at the activity in real time, okay?
Okay.
Now,
I'm supposed to be
you're late for a meeting?
Right now,
okay. No, I won't hold you up then. You're all good to go, Lance. So welcome aboard. I'm glad it worked out for you. I know that you'll have a very profitable experience with this. So have a really great rest of your day, too, and then my technician will reach out to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Nice talking
to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lance. Okay. Bye-bye.